K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, Eddie Greer, K-State alum, 2013, oh, graduate, graduate of K-State 2013, current alum, all things K-State sports, whether that's women's rowing, I'll touch on that. I'll get to that later on tonight at some point. Yeah, we'll touch on that. Women's rowing got going on Monday. Basketball tonight. Baseball tonight. Football. Women's volleyball. Women's soccer had a scrimmage last weekend. Indoor track and field. Women's golf played. Men's golf. I think we covered it all. Pro Project Podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to this episode. Again, Pro Watcher Podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. If you're not already, please make sure you hit the subscribe button, like, and go ahead and hit the alarm bell every time we post an episode daily. I mean daily. Y'all, we'll be first to be notified about that. If you hear notifications go off, apologize about that in a group chat on March 12th, 2025 on a Wednesday. Yes, sir. And tonight, K-State. Proved me wrong. Well, last night they proved me wrong. I thought they would not make it. Yeah, I thought they would not make it. And I posted a small reaction last night, so that it should be up now. So this episode won't come out until I'm gonna do some moving around. But this will come out today at some point, so be on the lookout for that. Baseball postcast will be out as well before the tip-off of this game between K-State and Baylor. How did K-State get here? Well, the men's basketball team, that is. 71-66 last night over Arizona State, a team that they lost to the last time they played in Manhattan. And I have my doubts on this team. Well, Coleman Hawkins, one man, along with Doug McDaniel. Hey, if K-State's going to beat Baylor tonight, they're going to need that... I don't know if they're going to need that type of reduction, but hey, I'll take it. At this point, it's win or go home, literally, for K-State. And I listened to an episode yesterday. I think it was Go Power Cat talking about it. The guys, they were talking about NIT and participating in that. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. The way... You know, things are going, you know, all that, you know, the NIT and all that, that's like another postseason tournament where the teams that don't make a tournament play and all that other stuff, and if it's right to play and all that, I ain't worried about that. And I think I'm in a camp that you shouldn't play that. I'll get in more of that whenever K-State's run is done in Kansas City up here in KC, but right now it's not done right now, right? That's a whole nother topic for discussion, which... I'm not a fan of that. I'm not opposed to that. But anyways, you get good performances from McDaniel. McDaniel came alive in the second half, and the superheroic performance continues from Coleman Hawkins, right? 26 points last night. 50% shooting. You can get this tonight against Baylor. You're going to be in position to win this basketball game. Look, they had Baylor on the ropes in the regular season, right? You were up leading in double digits. You were leading in the first half, double-digit lead, and you came out flat in the second half. Your season's on the line. That intensity has to continue. And I'm going to take it back even. I'll take it back. I'll throw it back a little bit. I know it's not Thursday, but I'll throw it back a little bit. So, baseball, right? I'm playing high school baseball, right? I know. I'm sorry. I'm going back down this road, right? And my high school at the time, right? We lost all these damn games in the regular season. Come out. All right, it's conference play, right? It's conference tournament play, right? We're supposed to lose, and all of a sudden we come off we play our asses off, right? And then this game eventually went in extra innings, and we won this ball game, right? And boy, we had a chance to win the next game, but eventually we lost. But the point of the matter is, all that saying is, all right, you know, we got nothing to lose here. Play our ass off, give the opposing team that are playing fits, okay? Right? Not Tim. We're not talking about Tim Fitzgerald. We're talking about give this team trouble and see what happens. Just see what happens. They were what? I believe the 2-3 seed, wasn't at the top. I know this is taking it way back. But point being, K-State, you got to go out and just play like there's no tomorrow. Doug McDaniel didn't want to go home. Coleman Hawkins sure don't want to go home either. David Gasson, he doesn't want this case to create in, right? So, you get this type of performance, 50% shooting from the field, you have a chance. Now, they held, let me see here, looking at the stats here. Like I said, I did not have the stats in front of me yesterday, so we did an immediate reaction. Probably going to do that again tonight. We'll see. We'll just have to play it by ear, or we'll just have to do a normal postcast tomorrow. But either way, you'll get some type of post-game reaction from me on this podcast. And whether win or lose, you will get it. So, look. McDaniel, 14 points. Max Jones and Brennan Housen, 10 points each. You're going to need it again. Again, four players in double digits. This is what I've been saying for the last 3 weeks on this podcast. We're converting to both sides of the coin, whether it's K-State women's basketball or men's women's basketball. You need more from your star players. From your core players. Not just relying on one person or two people. You need somebody else to step up to the plate, or somebody's to step up to the plate and deliver. You got that from Max Jones and Brennan Housen. You need that again if you're going to get by Jerome Tate's best friend, Scott Drew, and the Baylor Bears tonight. That is what's ahead of them in this game, right? And let me see. Yes, I was right. So, 6 o'clock tip, a little bit after 6, tip off between Kansas State and, what is this here? Yeah, 7 seed Baylor. K-State, 7 seed Baylor tonight. And look at this. Kansas State, 14-4 when scoring 70 or more points. If you can get, that's the magic number. That is the magic number tonight. You can get to 70, you got a chance to win the ball game. That is what it is. That is what it is there as well. I'm not even going to click on that. But anyways, yeah, so actually, excuse me. Did I say 44% shooting for Arizona State? I did. Looks like they had 38% shooting there as well. So I think tonight for K-State, what they have to do, right, do what they did last night, carry that momentum. It's important for K-State to get off to a fast start. I just think get off to a fast start, play solid defense, and just don't rely on Gasson, Coleman Hawkins. They're going to need the help. So they're going to need to help. You're going to need another performance from Doug McDaniel. Somebody else. All right. So you know what you're going to get from Gasson and Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins right now has turned it up. He's not 100%. And yet, going out here balling out. So, again, you're going to need a Doug McDaniel. Something like that last night. And then either or both. Max Jones or a Brennan Housen to come out and light it up. You got to go back to the middle of the season where K-State won, reared off 6 straight wins. And several of those were against ranked opponents. So, look, can they reel it off? They can. But they got tough. They cleared one hurdle. Can you clear another one? And they had Baylor on the ropes. I know I keep saying it, but again, you got to go back to early season that they led double digits and played and then went to a can of corn in the second half. You cannot, K-State, you have no margin for error. You have no margin for error tonight. You got to go out there and do what you did, and I like to see all of it. Continue to get strong play from Coleman. Get play. You know what you get from Gasson. Doug McDaniel, can you bring the energy? That's what it comes down to. And then getting help from either or both Max Jones or Brennan Housen. So tonight, round 2 for K-State up here in Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament as they play 7th seed Baylor. Tip-off is at 6. And then, of course, Kansas is going to follow that with that matchup. I believe they're playing Texas Tech. I don't have the bracket in front of me, but that's neither here nor there. K-State tonight looking to keep their season alive against Baylor at the T-Mobile Center. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Don't forget about our channel over on Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. We will be hopping over there either tomorrow or definitely between tomorrow and or Friday. So we'll have Alex on for sure on the newest episode coming up. So definitely I would advise you to go over to first off, you have to download the Podbean app and subscribe to the channel. That's going to wrap things up for this. Another Big 12 tournament preview of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, City of California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, K-State Baylor, round 2 tonight.